at the end of the day, I think what happened, this is my completely my opinion, by the way, so I'm not blinking twice, I'm not under duress, is that Steven Crowder became a free agent and he's feeling a little vulnerable right now, right? He's used to working for other organizations. He has some guaranteed pay. And he thought that Daily Wire were actually going to meet him at $120 million. They didn't. They declined. And he's still feeling a little shaky on that. It's scary to go out on your own. I thought about it. I thought about going out on my own. It's a lot of work. Maybe down the line I will. But it's a scary thing to go out, to step out on your own and say, I'm going to do this thing completely by myself. As Jeremy pointed out, Steven's not done that before, right? And so to do this, he pulled a move in which he was going to try to take a bunch of people that were subscribed to the Daily Wire and start his own company. So essentially saying, I'm the hero, I'm the martyr, follow me because I'm not like those guys. And then he was going to start his own shop. And that's what he's trying to do. And some people fell for it and said, I'm with you to the end, I'm Mug Club till I die. And didn't understand that really nothing happened here other than nobody wanted to pay Steven Crowder $120 million. So he turned to his viewers, who he thinks are stupid. Stupid definitely not to understand how business negotiations work, right? Like this is like normal, you kick it back and forth. And they were going to make up for his loss. So people that are upset by his video, the millions of people who watched it, are now going to give him a dollar, whatever it costs to be in the Mug Club. And they're going to become the $120 million that he feels that he deserves.